But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. When pride comes into your heart, what's fixing to happen to you? You're going to have a fall, unfortunately. That happens to, and I'll have to say it to men especially. It's not quite as bad in women, but men. You know, when God blesses men and he does great and wonderful things, they can't stay humble. You know, they like to put their thumb on and say, hey, look at me, I'm somebody. Is that easy for us to do as guys? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's real easy. A man wants to think he's doing this, not God. But if we'll stay humble, there's no limitations to what God will do for us. Just like this, all these things. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Let's go to verse 17 and 18 and see what happens. See what the priest does when the king goes into the tabernacle to burn incense. And Uzziah, the priest, went in after him with 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron. They are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have transgressed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Now, who made these rules? God. Who told each individual person to do what? God. These things were laid out to Moses years before. Moses was told by God who could burn incense, who could go into the temple, who could go into the Holy of Holies. But the king now then, I mean, I don't know how old he is. He must be at least 40 or 50, you know, 40 at least by this time after all the things he's done. So, I mean, he's been king so long and he's been so powerful and so successful. All of a sudden, he's a big boy. He don't care what anybody says. So let's see what the next verse says. Then Uzziah was wroth or angry, the king. And he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, what happened? Leprosy. Leprosy. While he was angry, can't you see him in there? Here's the priest coming in. Please, king, don't do this. And 80 priests is in there with him. Please, king, don't go in here. You're transgressing the law of God. And he gets angry. Get out. You boys, get out. I'm the king. I'll do what I want to do. The men have a way about doing those kind of things, especially when they get to be a big boy, right? They forget who made them a big boy. I mean, some of us, when we're in business, we got men working for us, and if somebody don't do something just like we think, we get angry and throw them out. Does that happen? Those men that work for you, they're the ones that made you. You know, but you can't be successful and stay that way unless you humble yourself and stay with God. I know men that have their own business that never pray. And then they wonder why their business falls apart. Is that right? You know where the answer is? Putting God first. Just like this guy. This king, he went in, I'm going to do what I want to do. He got angry at the priest. You don't tell me what to do. I'm the king. It says, so the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, it was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hastened also to go out because the Lord had smitten him. Oh, all of a sudden the king realizes he's not in control. He's not in control anymore. When God strikes you because of sin, you know, what is the secret? What am I trying to get at here? Don't anger the king. Do y'all understand this? Do you want to walk in health and prosperity all of your life? Say, if it worked for Uzziah the king, that he sought God, he was an obedient king, and he sought the prophet, the man of God, and as long as he obeyed God, God prospered him, blessed him financially, and he wasn't sick. Is that what we're all after? Absolutely. If it worked for him, will it work for you? Sure it will. But you notice he inquired of the Lord on a regular basis. You know, some people that are in church, I mean, they never inquire of God for nothing. I mean, they go to church on Sunday. Oh, yeah, every Sunday. I'm a good Christian. You go to church? Oh, yeah, every Sunday. What church you go to? Oh, I go down here to Methodist Church or Church of Christ or Baptist Church or Pentecostal Church, but I'm in church every Sunday. Oh, what about, do you read the Word on Monday? No, I'm a businessman. I mean, Monday, man, I got things to do. How about Tuesday, Wednesday? Read it? No, I ain't got time. I go to church on Sunday. Give me a break. What else does God want? You ever hear people talk like that? I have. And you know what usually happens to them? Their business falls apart. God may be merciful, and He may give them 5 or 10 or 15 good years. And then all of a sudden, things start falling apart. You know, when people tell me, oh, Thurman, you got to pray for me. The devil's been after me for the last 2 months. You got to kick this devil out of me. I said, you know, all you got to do is stop sinning, put God first, and the devil will go away. It's really that simple. You know that? I mean, why was this boy made sick? Why did the leprosy come upon him? Because of sin. Was it sin? He got angry. He was lifted up. He had pride in his heart. And I'm going to run the show. God says, no, you're not. I happen to be the king, not you. Is he still the king? Yes, he's still the king. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And is it a good thing he's merciful? Oh, if he wasn't merciful, I don't know about you, but I know one boy right here that wouldn't be here today. It's just like my nephew called me this week. And he graduated from A&M. I'm pretty sure he did. He was a veterinarian, but not a veterinarian, but he taught ag in high school. That's what he did. But he graduated, I'm pretty sure, from A&M. He's a smart guy. There's no two ways about it. But he's already retired now from schools. And he called me his mother, which is my sister. He said, Thurman, we want to have a little birthday party for Mom, you know, in Brownwood on the evening of the 26th. We'll know if you can come. I said, okay. I said, what time? He said, well, we don't know yet. But he said, give me a cell phone number or something. He said, I had to call this number. That's what I had for your home. And, of course, he said, now I talk to ladies up here. And he said, I like to never got a hold of you. So give me a number. I can reach you. Okay, let me give you my cell phone number. So I give him my cell phone number. Well, the next morning when he got the information, he called, and he called the Ministry Center again. And he was told the girls, you know, I called Thurman's cell phone number. What are you doing answering his cell phone? They said, well, this is not his cell phone number. This is the ministry number. So anyway, they told me, said, call him. So I went and called him. He said, that number you give me was the wrong number. I said, well, I don't think so. I said, let me give it to you again, make sure. But anyway, he said, we're going to have the dinner at 6 o'clock on the 26th. I said, okay, no, I'll be there at 6 o'clock on the 26th. But I said, let me give you my cell phone number again. So I give it to him again. When I did, he said, oh, my gosh, I wrote it down on the other side of the page. He said, there it is right there. I said, so are you telling me you made a mistake? I said, you just busted my bubble. I said, I didn't think Aggies ever made a mistake. Only guys like me make mistakes. I said, so now we know that you and me's on the same ground. Both of us make mistakes. Now, how many of us make mistakes? Every one of us. So whenever you are doing something you think is right, don't get excited or upset at the person on the other end of the line or whatever, because they didn't have nothing to do with this. And you know what usually is so bad? When you really chew somebody out for doing something wrong and then you find out it was your mistake. Oh, that has a way of humbling you, doesn't it? Now, I know none of y'all besides me has ever done that. But I think we do because we're all human. But right here, the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him and beheld he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from there. I mean, they grabbed a hold of the king and literally threw him out because the men of God knew that God was not happy with this guy. And of course, when he realized he had leprosy, man, he got out. He wanted out of there too, verse 21 and 22. And Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death. Now, he died if he was 16 and he reigned 52 years, that meant he was 68 years old when he died, right? So until he died, he was leprous. And he dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jonathan, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now, the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write. Now then, there is a great message in this. If you make God unhappy, He can strike you with some kind of disease, can he not? I mean, if he did it to the king of Israel because of his disobedience, can he do it to you today? Of course he can. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is he not? So what is the message I'm trying to get across to you? Make him happy. Please him. If you please him, now all the time this boy was pleasing God, what was God pouring out upon him? Oh, blessings. I mean, he was building cities. He had money. Do you notice where he said he had cattle and sheep and he had servants. He had money. He had power. He had everything in the world that any man could ever want, didn't he? And then all of a sudden, when he got wild and got angry with everybody and said, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care if God said that only the priest can come in here. I happen to be the king, so I'm coming in and I'm going to burn incense and you keep priests can get out. But God wasn't too pleased with that, was he? He struck him with leprosy. And so after that, he was prohibited to go into the house of the Lord at all. And he died with leprosy. Good message about what not to do, right? A good message about what to do when you make him happy. How many of us would like to go through our life and be blessed and have all our needs met and never be sick again? Ooh, that's me too. So from what I just read, what do we have to do that? Make him happy. Is that right? Make him happy. Yep. So if we do that, that's an awesome thing. Now then, I want to talk a little bit today about soul ties and what causes us as Christians today to be sick and have a bad life. Some people are Christians and they come up with a list of things that are wrong with them. And that's just amazing. Since the Lord told us in His Word, I want to go to Deuteronomy 7:15 and under the law, and I want you to read this one scripture, Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put how many? None of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Holy and Unholy Relationships, Soul Ties, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.